Finally, if we add the average variable costs, AVC, and the average fixed costs, AFC, we come up with the average total cost of production, ATC. The shape of this curve should be U-shaped due to the diminishing returns of labor. Again, when the quantity is low or when we have a low number of workers, each additional worker adds a considerable amount of output, hence the cost per unit of output must be rather low at that point. Nevertheless, as we continue to increase the number of workers and hence increase output, each additional worker adds less and less additional output. Each worker, however, receives the same wage. Therefore, the average total cost increases. Average total costs. ATC equals total costs. This value increases, then decreases, divided by quantity of output. This value is increasing.